Well, yesterday, the Supreme Court announced justices will take up President Obama's 2014 executive actions on immigration, meant to shield as many as 4 million people who'd entered the country illegally. There were two executive orders, TAPA, which stands for Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, and DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Texas and 25 other states won injunctions against both in federal courts. Now those bans go to the Supreme Court, and immigration activists are paying close attention. Armando Truhl from Here Now contributor WAMU reports.
Outside the Supreme Court building yesterday, immigration activists cautiously celebrated this small step towards allowing the president to implement executive action. Carlos Juarez was born in Guatemala. He was brought illegally to the Metro DC area when he was 12. The college sophomore lives in Maryland and is one of potentially thousands of undocumented youth in the Washington, D.C. area who could be deported without DACA.
I've always lived with that fear, you know, especially when I turned 18. It would be devastating just because of the fact that I would be going to a country that, even though that's my country, right, I would be a foreigner in my own country.
But now, as many as 120,000 undocumented parents in the Metro D.C. area, whose kids are American, could benefit from DAPA. That's according to Wendy Jimenez, an immigration activist from CASA, Virginia.
They will be able to get a permit to work. They will be able to get a social security number. And especially in Virginia, they will be have a path to have a driver license.
Jose Pertierra is an immigration attorney in Washington. He says the case is about much more than immigration law. He says it has constitutional implications.
It is well settled that immigration law is federal and not something that the states can intervene in. Were it not so, then you would have a chaotic situation of the 50 states, each having their own theory on immigration law and how to implement it. The Supreme Court will decide this case based on the Constitution, not on humanitarian reasons.
The president is not enforcing the immigration laws.
That's Lee Havis. He was one of the few dissenting voices at a pro-DACA DAPA rally in Langley Park, Maryland. His opposition to the measures closely mirrors the legal arguments made by Texas and the 25 states that sued to block DAPA and DACA.
This executive amnesty is a way to lawlessly allow people to enter the country.
Even if the Supreme Court rules in the Obama administration's favor, it would give the president just 6 months to implement DACA and DAPA before the end of his term. The next president can opt to continue the programs or end them, as all GOP candidates have promised to do. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl in Washington.